Hello and welcome to You Like the Worst Stuff. Off the top, the television adaptation of Fallout is a hit and it has been picked up for a second season. What video game do you want to get the TV treatment next? Tony Sadowski.
They should try a TV adaptation of the Madden series. I can't help but think it'd be popular, but I guess we'll never know.
Kat Riley.
Animal Crossing, of course. It's time to give Isabel the backstory she deserves, and I'm shipping her with Leaf.
Joe Foreman.
Actually, instead of a new series, can my vote be to cancel the Knuckles series on Peacock instead?
Feels like another chance for me to enjoy Burnout Paradise. I'm Joe Haygood, and this is episode 523.
The stuff you like is bad. The stuff we like is worse. You like the worst stuff. The pop culturally questionable podcast. Worsting it up since 2011. Press start in 3, 2, 1.
You know, Burnout Paradise probably could have been optioned for a TV show if it had been at the right time.
Right? That feels like it could happen. I think that one's very realistic.
Because what was that other stupid racing game that got a movie?
Twisted Metal was pretty good.
No, the other stupid car one that got a movie.
I'm trying to think which one.
You named two others that I was not thinking of.
Lots of stupid car ones get movies.
But what was the other one? It was like the first one, and it was really like barely connected.
God, I don't know, man. What are you?
name some of those stupid racing games you play.
Forza, Metalocalypse.
Metalocalypse.
What was that? What was the Mario Kart?
I think Mario Kart is getting a movie. Actually,
I'm trying to think what that thing was. The Apocalypse one that was on PS3. Motorstorm, that was the one I was thinking of. Motorstorm Apocalypse.
Need for Speed.
Oh, yeah, that was actually a pretty good movie. I liked the Need for Speed movie.
There you go.
I'm sure it was great.
I really did.
Burnout
Paradise.
I'm sure it was great. That's a win. Come on.
But yes, Burnout Paradise would have been right there in the Need for Speed movie franchise kind of a deal.
All right. Well, this week in questionable pop culture, Fallout. How about that Fallout? Anyone watch it? I assume
right. This is the hey good part of the show. No, I think this one totally did hit the zeitgeist because I have heard multiple people mentioning it who I do not associate as like regular gamers or people who I've ever heard mention Fallout in any meaningful capacity.
They might actually be watching it just because they think it's an interesting television show and not because of a previously video game.
It's enough of a hit that non-game people are like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, my best friend Julie loves the Fallout games and she loves the show. She's on her second watch through now. So
yeah, they dropped all the episodes at once, didn't they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. everything at once.
What a mistake.
Oh, but I've seen all the other follow-up articles preaching the wisdom of all dropping at once. So,
no,
it just depends.
No. It has clearly been proven that the weekly stuff keeps people talking about it every week. And the one weekend binge means you get a couple weeks of it being hot and then it's not going to get mentioned until season 2.
Your quick splash.
So, as most have heard, I haven't been on the podcast in a few weeks. I've been real sick. And I had some time, so I did binge watch the show while I was working from home.
This is perfect for you.
I'm sorry,
dropped right when you were on death's door. Yeah. So how was it?
I only watched the show during my lunch breaks because there's no way I would do it outside of that while I was working from home.
No. Scout's Honor.
That show so good.
We did just hear that you like the Need for Speed movie, so... Yeah, you've already kind of dropped the limbo bar a little bit.
Credibility sinking.
So, you know, I know there was a lot of like, okay, so the lore nuts were out there with the whole like.
Yeah, people
shady
were
sand
convinced
stuff.
It was going to be bad, and then everybody liked it.
Yeah, and you know, there were some people that were like, "Oh, this destroys everything that happened in Fallout New Vegas." And, oh, this was Bethesda was secretly, they never liked that game because they didn't produce it. It was Obsidian. And so they're just trying to write it out.
No one cares.
I'm like, I watched it and I didn't see what you guys are seeing. You're reading a
lot
into this.
I don't care what Todd says. There is no reason to connect this to the video games. None. It is a television show. It is a separate world. Television fans are different than gamer fans. I don't care what Todd says.
I hate to tell you, but it is considered
canon. I don't care
canon.
What Todd says. No one cares. No one that is watching the TV show is going to go play the video game out of nowhere.
Wait a minute. I can actually prove you wrong on that. Somebody at my work went to go and play one of the Fallout.
Are they 4. A pre-existing video game person?
Yes.
Then that does not count. That does
right.
not
They're
prove
just
my
a gamer
point.
That missed Fallout, right?
But
that
they
does
never
not prove my
Fallout.
Point.
But they never played Fallout.
Any normal person who is not a video game person that is just watching television shows is not going to go deep lore diving into several 90-hour video games.
Well, I was just going to say that that person not. Also ended up after 4 hours and said, oh, I can't stand this video game. It's
Maybe then, okay.
I don't
so
care what
funny.
Todd says.
I thought that was funny because,
count.
Like, and I, you know, I'm like, well, which one did you start with? It's like 4. I was like, oh, you should have started with 3, man. 4, there's a lot going on in 4 that's not in 3 or New Vegas. So
I'd start with 76.
Ooh, that's a tough one to start off with. Also, actually, the earliest game in the series by chronological
order. They're allowed to have their continuity amongst their own video games, but as soon as they branch out into the real world, forget it. It doesn't count anymore.
Getting back to, I really did enjoy the show. I did like the fact that they were very... They definitely followed like the lay, like the power armor looks right. I mean, they really went in on it, and I really loved it the way they built the world and like the uber violence in it. It's like, okay, yeah, this is definitely a Fallout world. People are dying left and right, and it just got the look right. I was kind of sad they used the LA area because I'm like, oh, everybody wants to do post-apocalyptic LA. So I was like, I was hoping it would be somewhere else. So man, you're always destroying our city.
Well-trodden apocalyptic just, ground.
Why
there.
Are you always destroying LA?
It does
man?
Lend itself, to be fair. I mean, look, come on.
They just want easy shooting locations, okay?
Yeah. I
Flynn, you know, Springfield.
I'm sure it is. It's just one of those things like, we're already here. Let's just go ahead and trip.
There's
and
already
mess it up
desert.
A little bit.
Jesus.
So, yeah, we just filmed it right across the street from your house, buddy. It's all desert out there. Come on. But, I mean, it just had, it was a great look. The story moved at a good pace. None of the episodes, like, dragged, in my opinion.
Just good
and
TV.
It is, and it's one of those things, like you said, Tony, it's capturing so many people outside the genre.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
And like, and it's funny when they do kind of, oh, I just found out this was a video game. And it's like,
wait, you say based on a video game? Well, what'll they think of next?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Are there other video games?
Biff, bam, pow, comics aren't just for kids.
But, you know, right. it's just fun to see, like, a lot of people appreciating this and not realizing, like, hey, it's based on a video game and it's in that lore. It's like, I guess it doesn't really matter, though. As long as they're getting into the show, they're enjoying it. I'm glad there's a second season coming.
Thanks for the memories, Fallout Boy.
And I'm sorry, guys. Everything they explain in there fits into the lore. I know all these people are going crazy about the Shady Sands Blackboard. It still fits in. This takes place many years after Shady Sands, after Fallout 3.
Centuries?
In the New California
after?
Republic. No, not centuries after. About 13 to 20 years. Sorry. I know. It's a Fallout Boy thing. I get it. I'm just trying to breeze past it, and it's just not
going
to happen.
Sugar, we're going down swinging?
Oh, man. Why did I come back? I should have just taken another week off. You said it, and there is a renaissance happening right now with, like, video game adaptations. You know, we just had The Last of Us.
Yeah, we've had, like, 2.
It was very good.
We've had 2
right,
good ones.
We're in the golden age of video game adaptations.
Look, I appreciated Twisted Metal. I know nobody
Mario
else on here
was
even
meh,
has,
but it made a billion dang dollars last year.
Nobody on this podcast
does that fit in the
P-Pod.
Lore, Tony? Does the Mario movie absolutely fit in with, like, Odyssey lore? Like, I gotta know.
Yeah, yeah, you'll recall the deft weaving of Pauline in the movie.
Well,
yeah.
You know, the funny thing is that in Assassin's Creed, I think it's Origins, they actually reference the weird animus that they use in the movie as like, oh yeah, it was a prototype that didn't work for us, so we went back to the old model. The movie is canon?
The AI writers at Ubisoft had a delightful joke at our expense.
I was like, oh my god, did they make this movie canon somehow?
Yeah, yeah, they did. They did. Keep telling yourself that, Ready Player One.
I don't know, I want to see more stuff. I'm glad I'm ready for season 2.
How long until season 2 happens? Like, are we do they give a
say
time?
At least 2 years.
2 years,
my
Jesus
opinion.
Christ.
As long as it takes to put, like, special effects and everything
yeah
together.
Oh yeah, that's sure It's not like, you know, the new year of Cheers just happened as soon as the old one stopped. So it's just how it used to be.
It took a while to reboot George Wendt.
it's funny that any TV fandom can even continue to operate when there's this many years between seasons.
It made me look at Fallout New Vegas and I was like, man, maybe I should just replay Fallout New Vegas again.
Maybe you should.
Do it.
Because there's no way you're hitting 50 games completed this year anyway at the rate you're going.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe you should just give up.
11 or 12 is where we're at now. So it's a rough road.
Yeah, that's not a great. I thought you were doing great, and then I don't know what happened there.
Knuckles, since that came up as well in our little intro. Who has watched Knuckles?
No, I haven't watched Knuckles. But it's out now on the Peacock if you want to watch Knuckles and get more of that deep lore between movies.
Did they actually get Idris Elba to do the
TV
show?
Idris Elba totally did the TV show.
Yes.
Oh, that poor man.
So this is,
did he not realize, segue here. Did he not realize the golden rule here that, like, the celebrity does it for the movie and maybe the pilot? Like, Tom Cruise was Captain Planet once, and then the rest of the show was somebody doing a Tom Cruise impression. Like, did Idris Elba not get the memo that you don't have to debase yourself by doing this for an entire season?
I guess I should ask, being probably the only person on this podcast that has Peacock.
Yes. Yeah, come on, man.
That's why I haven't seen it.
Do I have to bite the
I'm
bullet?
Not doing that.
Do I have to bite
the guinea
bullet?
Pig.
And
you should definitely watch it.
No,
you need to see
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not. You have so much trash in your life. We don't need to give you more.
No, you need six episodes of Knuckles.
Wait. I think I'm going to come back and at least try to get into a couple episodes so I can at least come back next week with some homework. And if I miss the show, then you know that Knuckles killed
He's going to shotgun the whole series.
Where does the show take place in continuity, since that's so important?
Post-Sonic 2.
Is it after Sonic 2 or between?
It's a prequel of sorts to Sonic the Hedgehog the Movie 3.
Which, by the way, since you were mentioning the third Sonic the Hedgehog movie, which apparently is happening, Keanu Reeves is going to be in it as Shadow.
Shadow? Is Keanu Reeves, big name stars, playing little name characters.
And anybody who has played Cyberpunk knows that Keanu Reeves is not a great voice actor.
No, he's going to be amazing.
So
he's going to ham it up.
Not that it matters. These are sort of quality impervious movies because they're made for kids. Next.
Yeah, it is. These are like two like traditional Alvin and the Chipmunks style comedy kids movies in the series so far. So Keanu's getting his paycheck for delivering, I would imagine, is like a dark Keanu read for Shadow.
That's,
why not?
That's his voice. Yes,
done.
That's it.
Right?
He's going to do his one voice.
See, I think
that's it.
I just, he is very monosyllabic. So
he is lousy
I mean,
in Cyberpunk. It is a terrible character.
He's not great.
I feel bad because he's great. But, man.
I mean, at the end of the day, he's doing Keanu Reeves. That's what it is.
It's not convincing in the least.
I mean,
but
look,
you know what? You're doing Shadow the Hedgehog. You don't have to be convincing.
Right? Exactly. There's no, like, established.
Does not matter.
Sound.
Are they going to do, like, the whole Spielberg thing and turn his guns into radios? He's
probably
going to
have
like
a piano and do a Peaches song or something. I mean, it's going to
I hope he gets a song.
Everyone's going to love it. Let's give away a free game.
This ain't a scene. It's an arms race.
Okay, well, you got to go to Good Old Games instead of Steam to get this one. But
Good Old Games.
It's on topic, though.
Yes.
It is.
We're going to give you Fallout.
Hey!
The original!
Fallout. Woohoo!
And it's totally in continuity with the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You watch the series. You
it
love
is.
The series. Now start at game number
the
one.
The depth it's going to bring to your experience.
All right. The code is M8AR3CF7CA712084BB. And that's Good Old Games.
And now we've come to one last thing where everybody gets a chance to show some love, throw some shade at something they want to talk about. Kat, what do you have?
Well, obviously, Taylor Swift and the Tortured Poets Department.
How is that?
Yeah.
That's
goodness.
It's awesome.
Cool.
That's all I have to say. Tony?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Do you concur?
Right?
No, I absolutely concur. I had listened right away when it quote dropped at midnight to the single album that we thought we were getting, and enjoyed it. It felt like I kind of went to bed going like, it feels like Midnight's too, and then went to said bed and woke up and she had dropped overnight a double album anthology version, which is fantastic. It builds on it even more and does like.
I had to go to work the next day, so I slept through the launch and I listened at work the next day, and it was great. So far, my favorite is I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. So
yeah, that one's a standout. Mm-hmm. It's funny because as I was going through, I was enjoying it, and I was enjoying the latter half of the album. I felt it was really cooking and getting going, and every time a new song would come up, I'd be like, oh, this is the best song in the album. Oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was saying, like, I don't know how every song can be the best song, but it's one of those albums. It's just that strong. And to happen, as I was seeing some of the discourse, like, you know, inevitably talking about Beyoncé's album just a few weeks before, to just a couple of weeks apart to have two kind of seismic double-length albums drop in the way that they did. Woof. Spoiled music fans right now. Good stuff.
Florence and the Machine collab. Hello. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Florence. Awesome. It starts off with Post Malone, who is legally required to be included on all albums released this year. So, yeah, he was on Beyonce's, too. Why not? Sure. And he's in the video, the big video that's going around, the Fortnite. There he goes. Another game, ref kids, Fortnite.
Well, I was sick.
Yeah, what did you do the past month?
The last couple of weeks I have been dreadfully ill, and you know when you think you're coherent enough to do something while you're sick, and then you realize after you've come out of the drug and do stupor, you've done
you
something,
operate heavy machinery.
You've done something horribly wrong, and realize that you didn't just do something wrong. You also hit the eject button to make sure there was no way you could fix it.
What did you do?
I was going through my email. I got the pop-up that said, hey, your storage is like getting really full. You need to delete something or just give us money. And I'm like, they asked me for money. Screw them. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to get rid of some stuff. So I started deleting some stuff. And apparently I deleted my game log there. I had tracked everything I had completed in a game back 7 years.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't just delete it. I went into the recycle bin, the trash bin of Google while I was doing this and said, I don't need any of this stuff.
Right.
Click.
They perma-vaporized it. Oh, boy.
And then I had somebody while I was streaming saying, hey, we're trying to look at your list that you put in this link, and it's not coming up.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, man, must have a broken link. So, you know, today I'm like, well, I got to put Mafia 2 in there because I just completed it. I'll just enter that in. And why is this folder empty?
You know what, man? You're free. You're
That's
free.
True. Yeah,
you are no longer shackled
lifted, right?
to some meaningless data collection thing. You're free now.
You now exist. You can game and enjoy.
I spent an hour and a half going through as far back as I could on Twitter and Threads to rebuild as much of the list into 2023.
Oh, you can never go back.
But, man, I was so upset. I was like, oh, man. The only thing I remembered was Lost Shift was the first game on that list in March of 2017.
Aww.
And now I'm sad that it's all
gone.
Well,
now you can do a replay of it.
I was like, oh,
honor
man,
of
it's
the
all
dead
gone.
List.
So it's all gone.
Hey, how many games are you up to?
I believe it's 11. I think Mafia might have been 12. I have to go look exactly.
Nice.
It's 11 or 12. So... It's a little
I saw you mention Spider-Man 2, and it was game number 10.
Yes,
and I was
okay.
Like, that can't be right. He's got to be further along than 10.
No,
he
I'm
had
not.
To have type... No, he's
Cause
only
I've been,
a 10.
Because I've been working out and stuff. Like, I'm doing all this stuff and trying to better myself, and I'm not gaming as much.
Do they have audiobook version of games?
That's,
you can
no,
do
that's
that.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I'm, like, trying games. To make myself a better person for, you know, going cruising next year and... I know, it's a mistake.
I think we can allow some variance in the count.
I'm going to try to do what I did last year, and I'll just crash like in the middle of like September. All right, find all the short games. Let's do this.
If you stick with this exercise regimen, we will absolutely give you grace on your count.
What do you got?
Well, speaking of useless ways of tracking video game accomplishments, I got my 55th platinum on PlayStation.
Aw, nice.
And it was Chia, which right. Tony and I talked about this last week.
Yeah.
I think my hours count is like, I don't know, 17 or something, because I did go through and I did everything. It is, like we talked about last week, it is a great little open world game. It is a condensed version of Breath of the Wild, really, with all of the good stuff from the good Legend of Zeldas and none of the bad. I thought I had found something to complain about with it. Tony and I were talking last week about how just like accessible it is and easy it is and chill that it is. It's not trying to kill you. But I noticed that one of the trophies was 100% completion. Which, okay. All right, yeah. Fine. I'm going around the map. I'm lighting up stuff. That all counts. But then there's these shooting gallery challenges, race challenges, and diving board challenges that I'd kind of been avoiding the entire game because they really aren't that fun.
Oh, no.
And I realized that they weren't counting for my collection unless I got a gold medal in them, which getting a gold medal in some of them was kind of miserable.
Yeah.
So this was, I thought, well, this is it. This is how Tachia finally does something bad for me. I won't get the platinum. I won't bother getting that trophy, and that'll be the end of it. But I picked it up again today because I remembered my save file was kind of near one. So I did one of the shooting gallery things, and it kind of sucked, but I did it, and I got a gold. And then I did a race, and there's literally like, let's see, 15. There's like 25 or so of these things scattered across the map, and I'm like, God. I did a boat race that was so miserable that I almost quit the game right there. You know, you're finishing it, and you're like a second and a half off of getting the damn
right.
gold medal.
Oh, those little challenges where you have to like be super perfect just to get the gold. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's only the gold that counts. But it's all right. So I got that one done. I go do another one, and then all of a sudden the trophy lands. Even though I definitely have not done all of the things.
Did you just have to get a gold?
The trophy popped. No, and I had like, I don't know, 6 or 7 golds like the 20 or 30 or whatever that you need. But so I'm guessing behind the scenes, this is one of those games that actually has more than 100% if it counts up all the crap.
Hmm.
Which, thank you.
Yeah. They also knew you. That their mini games were miserable. Well done.
Thank you. So I only did like a third, maybe a quarter of the mini games on gold, and pop, the trophy went, and hooray, here's the platinum. So the game once again proved itself out to be very chill and was not going to murder me over these awful gold medal challenges.
Oh, that's good.
That.
Nice.
So there's another one for your list, Joe. 10 hours, 17 hours. You can make that happen.
Cross that right off.
And the Chia, or Chia, I guess, technically.
Chia.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a T sound there when you hear him pronounce it, but that's one of those consonant sounds that our Western mouths just can't quite nail.
Well, that's going to do it for episode 523.
Well done.
So until next time, we're out of here.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Say hi on Threads and Instagram at You Like the Worst Stuff, and on Blue Sky at The Worst Podcast. We have a tip jar at patreon.com/worststuff. And thank you if you throw a buck our way. Music provided by Eric Madias of soundimage.org. Until next time, this has been Robot Lady. Game over.
Wait, we're not really getting an Animal Crossing TV show? I feel so let down. You like the worst stuff.